not treating ourselves differently than we would others, having similar standards, accepting failure in the same way that we accept it in others, in people we love. After all, why not? How do we help other people? Because very often people are in relationships with a perfectionist, or we know a friend of ours is a perfectionist. How do we help other people? The first thing that's important to make very clear is that it is extremely difficult to help other people deal with perfectionism. It mostly has to come from within. They have to want to change, because it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. I know it from research, and more than that, I know it from personal experience. And yet we can help, after accepting that it is difficult. The first most important thing to do is by example. If I can change and become more of a person committed to excellence, enjoy the journey, celebrate even failures, even falling down once in a while, then I'm leading by example. And remember that experiment, right? People do what you do rather than what you say. Second thing to do is to tell stories about it, which is what this lecture essentially, or the last two lectures, were about. Mostly personal stories of how I moved or am moving from being a perfectionist to being more committed to excellence. So telling stories, sharing. Again, the difference between sharing and telling. Sharing, both of us get. Telling is a one-way street.